We're ready. Okay. Welcome, everyone. This guided meditation is adapted from Michelle Maldonado. And the name of it is Turning Awareness into Action. And it's for strengthening our ability to be self-aware, self-actualized, and self-determined as we co-create our emerging new reality and world together. This is a meditation practice for wise action. This awareness practice is designed to help bring about three key insights: clarity of intention, understanding of our power, presence, and impact, and opportunities for wise action taking. If we take a moment to consider how complex, volatile, and uncertain current societal conditions are, as well as the spectrum of emotions we are feeling individually and collectively, it is easy to feel a sense of overwhelm and confusion about how to engage with the world from a place of strength, groundedness, and calm. In this meditation practice, we will move through the four stages of human bridge building. We will explore how we show up in each of the four transformation quadrants of self, family, community, and organization. And as we explore the four quadrants, what vision do you have for the world? And what can you do to bring it forward? Where must you refocus your energy intentionally on positive outcomes? To begin, silently set an intention for yourself to be open and curious about what comes up, receiving what arises with calmness. I invite you to find a nice, comfortable position, allowing your shoulders to relax and allowing yourself to become anchored and centered in this present moment. I invite you to close your eyes or leave them open if you prefer. And as you allow yourself to settle in, allow yourself to feel both alert and relaxed. I invite you to take in a nice deep cleansing breath to a count of four. Hold it. And release this breath to a count of eight, allowing your abdomen to contract and release fully. I invite you to take in another deep cleansing breath to the count of four. Hold it. And release this breath to a count of eight, allowing your mind to settle, your body to settle, releasing any stress or tension as you exhale. I invite you to take in another deep cleansing breath to the count of four. Hold it. And release this breath to a count of eight, allowing your breath to settle into its natural rhythm and tempo, meeting what arises with self-compassion and curiosity. On your next breath, I invite you to breathe softly and gently. Continue breathing in and out gently as we explore how we can build bridges with others to serve as agents of transformation. The first transformation quadrant is self. I invite you to bring your attention to your heart space by gently placing a hand over the heart, allowing it to simply rest there as it connects and supports your heart space. Placing a hand over the heart can often bring us comfort when we explore difficult thoughts, emotions, or experiences. I now invite you to pay attention and see what you notice. Perhaps the weight of your hand against your chest, or a temperature difference in the space underneath your palm, or maybe even the sensation of each heartbeat as you expand your awareness. Taking it all in with a gentle inhale and exhale. Over the next few moments, I invite you to consider, how did I show up in the world today? How did my privilege show up through me? What actions can I take to help become more aware of my privilege and its impact on others? We don't have to know all the answers. We are simply inviting in reflection and introspection to allow insights and awareness of the body and the mind to arise. Whatever arises, see if you can meet it with self-compassion and curiosity. The next transformation quadrant is family. Before we move on to the next quadrant, I invite you to take in a few deep cleansing breaths, in and out, letting us bring our attention back to our breath. I invite you to breathe softly and gently, allowing the mind and body to let go of the thoughts just reflected on for self-inquiry. As we reflect on the transformation quadrant of family, if you like, you may continue to place your hand over your heart or allow it to rest gently in your lap. For many, family is where we learned our values, roles, and the lens through which we view life and others. With kindness, passion, and curiosity, I invite you to consider what key roles you learned from your family and how they might impact your view of people who are not like you. If your hands are resting in your lap, you may return the hand to your heart to support you in reflection on ways your family experience has informed how you perceive the world. Over the next few moments, I invite you to notice any sensation in your body. Where are they located? What do they feel like? If at any time this reflection becomes too difficult, please feel free to open your eyes. Take in a deep breath, or if needed, pause or stop to honor self-care needs. The next transformation quadrant is community. Before we move on to the next quadrant, I invite you to bring your attention back to the sensation of your breath, noticing the sound of your breath or the sensation of the whole body breathing as you let go of thoughts and reflections of family. If any difficult emotions remain, you may want to curl, squeeze, and then uncurl and stretch your fingers, allowing any tension to release with each stretch. Let us now turn our attention to the transformation quadrant of community. If you like, again, you may continue to place your hand over your heart or allow it to rest gently in your lap. Coming into awareness of privilege in the role of family in our perceptions of the world, we can now begin to see how we may be navigating the world and the quality of our presence in it. Beginning with our communities. Now let us consider how we move through our communities. With whom do you tend to interact in your community? And with whom do you not interact? Ask yourself why. I invite you to go deeper in thought. Again, ask yourself why. And now, for the next few moments, consider how you might show up differently in your community. Before we move on to the next quadrant, the quadrant of organization, I invite you to take in a few deep cleansing breaths, in and out, letting us bring our attention back to our breath and letting go of thoughts of community. As you return to your natural rhythm of breathing, in and out, softly and gently, allow the mind and body to completely let go of all reflections about community. In the next few moments, let us now turn our awareness to the organizations in which or with whom we work or interact. In this present moment, we may have arising insights about how our privilege, the nature and impact of our presence, and how our families have shaped how we interact with and perceive the world and people around us. Bringing this forward, let us consider how these aspects influence how we show up at work or with clients, or as contemporaries. Notice if you can see where your lens of perception may need expanding or clarity. Is there a specific person or group of people that you hold with judgment and certainty? Bring them to mind and see if you can offer loving kindness to help you shift from judgment and certainty to discernment, kindness, and curiosity. As you bring them to mind, consider, what do you notice? What do you feel in your body? What stories or mental narratives arise when you think of this person, this group, or these people? What can you do differently to model and create a brave and safe space for all to flourish? Let us rest here for the next few moments in reflection, noticing what comes up for you and the action steps you may wish to take. I now invite you to take in three deep breaths, breathing in and out. As you do, letting go of all thoughts and reflections in all quadrants, and bringing your attention back to the sensation of your breath. On your next breath, breathe in and out. Softly and gently, as you normally would. Continue to breathe gently, inhaling and exhaling, as you return to your normal natural rhythm and tempo, gradually bringing awareness back to the physical space. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes.